Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danny Kaye, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. Thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. We say good morning. We thank you. Plenty of ways you can get in contact with us. You can text us. Use the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Or call us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. I believe that's where we're going to find Mike from Monroe. Mike, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I felt really weird. Mr. Davison, how are you this morning?
Yeah, no, Mike's fine. I was just sitting down here in the hospital.
What are you doing in the Toledo Hospital?
I was just in here getting some stuff done and this watching you on TV, and this nurse came in. I go, I know that young man from when he was in diapers.
This is true. This is true. I actually didn't get the opportunity to go jump in your pool unannounced this past summer, which I was disappointed in. I was looking forward to.
We missed you, but looked like you were partying pretty hardy over at the other pool.
Yeah, well, you know, those family members across the street, you got to watch out for them, Mr. Davison. You got to be real careful about around them. The Beer Olympics, it's tough. That competitive drinking, you know, I'm not young anymore. I can't rebound like I used to.
Yeah, it looks like you guys were having a good time. I've got great drone footage.
You didn't have a drone out there, did you really?
You didn't see it?
No, I didn't see it.
You dropped it right in the backyard.
Really? See, you know what? I'm not surprised that you would have a drone. Like that does make total sense that you would have a drone. You know, the Israelis, they put together a drone that basically it's basically a kamikaze drone. I just saw on the internet the other day. They just put on an advertisement for it.
Well, we don't want to have that happen.
No, at least your drone could like drop off like a six pack or something.
Right.
Little care package, little supply pack.
Right. So how's your mom and dad doing?
They're doing well. Dad, you know, had the birthday this past weekend, but, you know, he had some stomach issues, so we couldn't, you know, get necessarily together as he was fighting some pain. So we're gonna have dinner this coming weekend, but I'll be sure to tell both of them hello for you.
Yeah, you tell them I said hi.
Will do. Mr. Davison, we appreciate the call. Good luck over there at Toledo Hospital, all right?
All right, buddy.
Take care. There he goes, watching us over there on BCSN on Buckeye Cable. You know, crazy thing about Mr. Davison, I forget. My dad would know off the top of his head, I'm sure, because those two were partners on the force back in the day. You know, Mr. Davison, he was in my parents' wedding.
And your dad was in his wedding as well.
How did you know that?
He told me.
Oh, okay. I was like, what kind of, but he, I want to say 100 plus combat missions in Vietnam.
So I would imagine maybe he's got some lower body, like he's just his body's worn down by now, maybe.
I mean, a guy's still in good shape. Like, you know, he'd still have 10 ways to break your arm without even looking at you. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, he's kind of a soft spoken guy like my dad. Very much so. You could definitely tell that
those are the real ones.
They spent
the ones
time
that,
together.
Yeah, the ones that don't you know, that got to be braggadocious about it. Nah. When you were a real badass, you don't talk about it.
Yeah, usually. Yeah, Mr. Davison's very much like that. Funny guy though. One of his relatives lives like across the street in Luna Pier, and the relatives have like this big side yard and like a separate lot. With nothing on it, just open field, and that's where they host the Beer Olympics. So they get like this inflatable, the inflatable water slide thing. It's a lot of fun. We usually take a trip over to Mike and Gwen's though, and you know, jump in the pool and hang out and just yell and cause a ruckus because you know their kids are moved out. So you know, why not jump in their pool, right? And have a little fun. Surprise, we're here. But no, I'd say, hey, by the way, somebody else just sent me a message on Twitter. And look, I know it was Wednesday, right? I get it. Danny Z said it's Wednesday. You can't do an NFL rap midweek. We just did. I just did. We ran out of time on Tuesday. Sorry, Ben Simmons got me all worked up, and That's what happened. Big thanks to Logan Lamoureux for joining us in hour number one. Grant Long in hour number two to talk about the Detroit Pistons. Should I take the wager about the Chicago Bulls not finishing in the top five? Someone that I know wanted to wager me that they would be a top five team in the Eastern Conference this year.
Man.
Because they believe improved.
They believe they're going to be in the top five.
Yep, they think it's going to be the, who'd they say? They said the Nets, the Bucks, the Bulls, the Sixers, and the Heat. That was their top five. So I would need a team like Charlotte. I would need a team like the New York Knicks.
Boston.
I need a team like the Celtics to get their act together. You know, those three, the Atlanta Hawks, would they be able to make a push?
No, I don't know. See, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Boston, Brooklyn, Miami, Philadelphia. That's six teams right there.
I do want to take it. The addition of Lonzo Ball, the addition of DeMar DeRozan, Nikola Vukovic last year at the deadline, Alex Caruso, Kobe White coming off the bench. Like, they got some players. Do you remember the name Ayo Dosunmu? He's on that squad.
Do we ever?
I don't know how much time he'll get, if any, but because once they acquired Lonzo Ball, but DeMar DeRozan, very interesting. Like that, this Chicago Bulls team, they could screw around and win 40 games. That could happen.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, I was looking at the box score last night of the Lakers game, and you know who is on the Lakers roster right now?
Carmelo Anthony?
Yes, he is.
Russell Westbrook?
But with a DNP coach's decision, Sekou Doumbouya made his way to the Lakers.
Oh, my goodness. You know, the best part about the Lakers last night, you have Russ goes 4 for 13, finishes with 8 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. We knew the rebound numbers were going to drop. Like, he's not going to – they're not just going to give him those stats anymore. He's not going to be able to walk in the paint and out-rebound Anthony Davis. Yeah, LeBron wants those. Or Melo. Melo scores 9 off the bench. Dwight Howard, here's their team. Avery Bradley, Malik Monk, Rajon Rondo, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, Russell Westbrook, DeAndre Jordan, Kent Bazemore, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Like, that's a roster in the NBA right now. If there's only one guy beating Father Time, and it's LeBron. I don't know, man. Like, last night was a quintessential Lakers game for me. You score 114, you give up 121. LeBron and AD both go for 30 plus, and like that's it. Like that's what you are going to get. 21 assists on 45 made field goals. I got to imagine that number is going to be lower than 50% just because there's so much isolation one on one. I don't see a lot of guys moving without it. And how does Russell Westbrook complement this team when he's not a shooter? He's just not. You know, they shoot 35% from three. Actually, just a couple tenths of a percentage point below the Warriors, but the Warriors moved the ball. The Warriors, instead of two guys with 30, the Warriors ended up with six guys in double figures. So just something to keep track of with this LA Lakers team. I mean, I know they're going to get plenty of pub throughout the year, but and tonight it's all about the Pistons. The Red Wings last night, we're going to get into that game. We're going to talk about the Pistons as well, plus the expectations for the upcoming season. But there's a lot of reason to be excited for, as much as the Detroit Lions have, you know, maybe let the fan base down a little bit. And I don't know if it's, you know, even let they're out there trying, but it's the walking dead to begin with. When you look at the injured reserve and everybody who's on that injury report, you pair that with the fact that the roster is going through a complete overhaul. I don't know. Some people expected they had some wild expectations. I said 4 to 6 wins. I even thought that was stretching it. It definitely looks like it's stretching it now. Would it bother you if they went defeated?
No, especially if if Jacksonville goes one win.
And it doesn't bother you because then they get the number one overall pick?
Yes.
I'm sorry that we have to talk about this on October 20th. This shouldn't, I mean, it. In a perfect world, you're not even worried about the draft. You're worried about finding a guy in the late first round and in the second round that might be nice additions and compliments to your team, but that's just not the reality of the situation where this Lions club is at. Let's step aside. When we return, More mayhem on the ice last night, and another missed call by NHL officiating, who I just mistakenly called NFL officiating, but for good reason. They're both basically the same. We're going to get into what took place at the Slice last night here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org. This is a message for any golfer listening right now across Michigan and even in the Northwest. West Ohio. Have you ever experienced the Tellymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids? They have two 18-hole layouts, St. Ives and Tellymore. They have all the lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. You can find out more about golfing Tellymore and staying and playing at Tellymore at TellymoreGolf.com.
Your buddy over here is grimacing, Chuck. First of all, you don't get the vaccine for yourself. You get it for other people.
No, I'm not saying that.
Hold on, brother. You said your piece.
I didn't say you do.
I got vaccinated. I can't wait to get the booster. You don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Like Adam said, you get vaccinated for your family first. You get vaccinated for your teammates, second, things like that. That's what bothers me about this whole thing. I think everybody should get vaccinated. Let me tell you something. I really am proud of the Nets for putting their foot down. For saying, no, we're not going to deal with this half on, half off. The only thing that bugged me, he's still going to make $17 million sitting at home. I wish they could find a way. If he wants to go on this thing, like, you know, people say he's like Ali. First of all, don't ever compare anybody to Ali. Ali went 3 years without boxing. He was the highest paid athlete in the world. This guy going to make $17 million for sitting at home. But to every person out there, you don't get vaccinated just for yourself. Let's get that out the way.
Yeah, Kyrie Irving isn't Muhammad Ali. Like, Muhammad Ali, he did jail time. Kyrie thinks he's Muhammad. That's the problem. He thinks he's this great, impactful, fearless leader of the flat earthers. He's like everybody always talks about that. Because you said it. You said it, and you didn't even, like, you meant it. And then people are like, yeah, no, you're dumb.
No, I was just playing.
Yeah, okay.
There's just 3 years of me spewing that, but I was just joking.
Oh, and in his track record of, I don't know. I don't want Kyrie on my team. Sorry, guy's a flake. I don't want Ben Simmons on my team. Sorry, the guy's soft. Like, those aren't people I want on my team.
What if there's a big three created for you, just specifically for you, Anthony, of Kyrie, Ben Simmons, and Russell Westbrook? And you had to watch all 82 games.
I wouldn't. I would pick up crochet. I would knit sweaters.
How much money would you have to be paid to watch all 82 games?
Oh, I mean, hell, I'd watch all 82 games. $8,200 a night. I would do that. Absolutely. Absolutely. You'd probably do it for $500, to be honest with you. I ain't too proud to beg. All right, let's you know, and God bless Charles. He was funny. He was talking about Ben Simmons, too, and Adam Silver's like, wait a minute. Now, you know, this collectively bargained. There's a part of the contract that has to be honored. You know, he's going to get fined. He's going to lose money, and as well he should. If you're not out there playing, you're not out there performing, like you get these huge contracts, and you're contracted to play 82 games. If you take a rest day, like that's paid, like you're basically getting PTO. You don't work half the year anyways. So, like, what are we talking about here? And by work, I mean actually playing games. You're not paid to work out in the offseason. You're paid to perform when the lights are on. What you do in the offseason is, I mean, that's your own time. You know, you want to be ready. You want to be a great player. You want to dedicate your life for 10 years to being the best possible player you can be. That's what you're going to do. If you want to be a guy who was drafted high, who had tons of talent, who didn't have the work ethic to go along with it, well, then flame out. Well, it doesn't matter to us. We don't care. I'm not paying your bills. You're not paying mine. What do I care about you? I got to, you know, it's the old, you know, Mickey, was it Mickey Mantle in Bronx Tale? Same type of deal, right? Let's talk about the Red Wings last night. The Wings won in dominant fashion over the Columbus Blue Jackets. 45 shots on goal for the Red Wings, tied for the third most shots on goal they've ever had under Jeff Blashill as the head coach. They were plus 23 shots on goal in differential there, which is also the third most the Wings have had under Blashill. Like, they were putting pucks on the net. Big thanks to Prashant Iyer for providing those statistics there. If you don't follow him, you need to. But this is a – last night was great. Last night was beautiful to see. Last night, and once again, we had another situation. You know, Lucas Raymond got his first NHL goal, a big one for the Wings that broke a scoreless tie with 6:38 remaining in the third period on their way to a 4-1 victory. They dominated. They just couldn't get into the just couldn't get the puck in the back of the net. But they were simply fantastic. And, you know – you get into a point in the game where there is another illegal check. An illegal check, a.k.a. boarding. We could just call it what it is. It's boarding. You know, the guy has his face to the glass, his back to you. You cannot run him into the glass. You can't do it. And it's illegal. It is supposed to be called. And it is supposed to help prevent a catastrophic injury. And for whatever the reason is, after Larkin served his one-game suspension, he was ejected after he took a match penalty for punching with a glove on Matthew Joseph in response to being driven headfirst into the boards. He said that Joseph reached out and they texted back and forth, and that was nice. He apologized. I apologize. Let's put it in the past because that's what men are supposed to do. You know, you have your grievance. I have mine. We'll engage in hand-to-hand combat, and then from there, you know, we could say we're sorry and do whatever else. There's a certain element of society that has lost that, but that is how we're supposed to handle things. And that's what they did. They text each other. It's fine. Should Larkin have been suspended? Absolutely not. He punched somebody with a glove on, for God's sakes. Like, I know they want to make the league as soft as possible. I know they want to get fighting out of the league. I know they want to do this, that, and third. Well, how do you want to take fighting out of the league, but then you allow this ridiculousness to continue to happen to the same team? It's the same team it's happening to. I like the Red Wings fight. Bertuzzi and Larkin then got after it, and they decided, you know, we're not going to take this. We're going to go after that guy. They did. Larkin ended up getting dumped on the play, which was kind of funny. Like, whoop! It just kind of fell over as he was pushed over the body that was on the ice. But that was a whipping last night. Just a complete butt whipping. Nothing Columbus could do about it. The Red Wings dominated, but the NHL has got to get their officials on the same page. Because if you're trying to prevent somebody from going headfirst into the boards from forceful contact, that's why they put stop signs on little kids' jerseys, right? That's why they put the stop sign there, like, stop. Like, if you could see it, stop. Don't hit the person. It's unsafe. And it's a cheap shot. Like, let's be honest. We all know the rules, and it's cheap. And if the NHL officials assigned to the game are not going to police the game, then they need to allow the game to police itself. And that's the way that it's got to be, because we can't keep continuing to watch this night after night after night until somebody gets really hurt, you know. And to think about it in that regard, like, it's your team. Like, if my team's committing the act, like, yeah, you got to chill out, right? You have to. You would think that about your own team. But this isn't good. And it's happened now twice in three games to start the season. Not really what I want to see there. For Corposalo, who's 6-0-0 in his career against the Wings, I think that was a good one for the Red Wings in a little bit of a confidence booster. Like, yeah, this, you know, hey, we can get by this guy. You know, sometimes certain goaltenders, certain teams have like that little bit of a mental wall. Corposalo is one of those guys, and the Wings got the best out of him. But three games, very small sample size, but the 19-year-old Lucas Raymond is fast. This team is fast. They play well. Like, the kids play. And I like the fact that they're willing to go fight for one another. Like, they're not just going to get pushed around and not have anything to say about it. And I don't care if Dylan Larkin isn't Darren McCarty, right? He doesn't necessarily need to be. You just have to be able to step up and answer the bell.
It says a lot about the captain when things go wrong. He's the first one to take on a guy.
Yeah.
Especially with a young team. It's like, Larkin, you're the veteran here at, 26 years old?
It's crazy.
However old he is, like, probably not even. But he's the one that has to show up for everyone right now, because right now the Wings don't have a goon on this team. They don't have an enforcer on this team. And so it's nice to see just three games in the year, Larkin's like, all right, the officials aren't going to take care of it, I will.
And it was Lucas Raymond. And Lucas Raymond's just a kid, right? So you're getting, I mean, he's 19 years old. He can barely drink in Windsor. Can't drink here. Like, he's a child. Doesn't even have a hair on his face. Like, that's a young man. It's a year removed from being a high school senior. He's playing in the world's best league. He gets checked by Jack Roslovich, and it's the Larkin and Bertuzzi tag team. I like that. I like it a lot. Like, they got some grit. Bertuzzi doesn't have a tooth. Like, let's go. And if you got to go hire some help, like, if you have to find somebody who you're willing just to stick on that bench to make sure that everyone's going to play accordingly, you know, if a guy like a Tom Wilson gets out of hand, you got to have somebody then go get Tom Wilson. You know what I mean? And it's part of the game. It's unfortunate, but, like, that's the way that it is. We'll step aside. We'll come back. We'll finish up on the Red Wings. Talk about the Detroit Pistons. Pistons basketball tips off tonight inside Little Caesars Arena for the 21-22 season against the Chicago Bulls. We'll talk about that next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
This is a message for any golfer listening right now across Michigan and even in the Northwest Ohio. Have you ever experienced the Telemark Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, located less than an hour north of Grand Rapids? They have two 18-hole layouts, St. Ives and Telemore. They have all the lodging to handle 200 to 400 people. You can find out more about golfing Telemore and staying and playing at Telemore at telemoregolf.com.
Sign up today at BetMGM and enjoy the thrill of victory on your very first bet. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. The King of Sportsbooks welcomes you to Showtime with a special offer on pro basketball. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on either the Pistons or the Bulls. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. This is as easy as it gets for you, folks. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Enjoy hoops like never before with BetMGM's live betting options, boosted odds specials, and daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, to win $200 in free bets. If a three-pointer is made by either the Pistons or the Bulls, you're an easy winner. New customer offer, paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge cheer for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Now you can follow everything Michigan high school sports 24/7 at MHSAA.com. On Twitter, at MHSAA. On Facebook, MHSAA. And you can watch archive sports and live sports in season for boys and girls all across Michigan, all schools, at MHSAA.tv. But stay up to date on everything Michigan high school sports at MHSAA.com.
just want to say congratulations to Central Michigan University on its decision to bring back collegiate golf after what I believe has been 38 years. And congratulations on hiring coach Kevin Jennings to lead the program. Fire up, Chips.
Justin Rose with a nice message to Central Michigan, bringing back their golf program after 30 years. Go ahead, fire up, Chips. Any another one of those?
Sorry, I didn't load it in. My bad.
No, that's all right. I wasn't
sure. It will be saved for tomorrow. We're going to be using that a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one. Far up, Chips. How's my accent?
Not bad. Horrendous.
Not bad? Far up, Chips. Pip, pip. Anyways, welcome back here to X and Bros on this Wednesday. Danny Caitlin, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino all joining you. You can join us. Call the Meijer Supercenter guest line, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21,000, or you can visit us on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Danny Catlin's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan L underscore Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. And from Traverse City to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City, good morning to all of you out there. By the way, real quick, Freddie brought this to my attention. It's circling around the internet. Like, look, here's the deal. I am not going to say anything what I find to potentially be disrespectful towards anybody who is a fan of those folks in East Lansing, Mel Tucker, the team, the program, and the defense. I'm not going to say anything bad about them. They are undefeated at this point. They are 7-0. They have a midseason All-American in Kenneth Walker. They have won and beat. They've tackled every challenge in front of them. They've done so, although not flawlessly. Their record is flawless right now at 7-0. There's only a handful of teams in the country that could say they are undefeated. I, as a Michigan man with a Michigan helmet on my desk and a Michigan jersey behind me, am not going to go out here and say I can't name anybody on their defense. I'm just not going to do it. When that team walked in there and beat you when you were 3-touchdown favorites on your home turf, I don't think you say anything. I think you just let the game play itself out. That's my opinion on the matter. I'm not here to, you know, to each their own. I didn't play in those games, so you might see things differently. There might be a little bit of, you know, supreme hatred there. It runs a little deeper. But I see things on the internet that I don't feel like I need to comment on because I feel like it's, you know, just idiocracy and trolling. I see other things that I just shake my head at. I hear things that I shake my head at, but not everything needs to be some sort of grand debate. Michigan State's a fine football program under Mel Tucker. We'll see if he stays. If he does, that's a problem for everybody in the Big Ten. That's my story. I'm sticking to it. We'll see what happens in 2 weeks when these teams take the field on Saturday.
Right. And with Braylon Edwards running his mouth, the way he played in those games against Michigan State, you've earned the right to run your mouth for the rest of this rivalry. That's the way I view it. Like, check back the stats and the records of when those players were there. I have nightmares about Braylon Edwards jumping over Jerome Hayes for 3 straight touchdowns. The fact that he can't name anyone on the defense, cool. Why would you pay attention to Michigan State football?
It's
a troll job. He wants to do it. Go right ahead. You know, other college football people can't name someone, then do your job better. Because if you can't name anyone on the defense, Jacob Panishuk, probably playing like the best defensive end in college football right now.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
BFF grades and stats back that up. I said right now.
Hold on.
If you want to look at the stats, he has all better stats than Mr. Aiden Hutchinson.
Continue.
I'm just saying.
I'll continue.
Just saying. If you need to know a name, right there.
I would have started with the guy that probably has the best interception of the season. Xavier Henderson. I would have probably went that route. Sure, it was against Youngstown. But at the end of the day, like, it was a nasty pick.
It was. And he's the captain of the defense. And he's the voice of the defense. But say Aiden Hutchinson's having a very good year, and so is Panishuk.
Cal Halliday?
Having a great year. Had a nice pick six. Just happened. Indiana.
Just happened. So, I saw that. It was floating around. Freddie was talking about it, and I was, you know, I was like, yeah, hey, look, Michigan State, I think that you can dislike somebody but still respect them. Does that make sense? You know, and when it comes to this program, and after this week, hey, whatever. You know, Michigan State beats Michigan and goes on to go undefeated, and they beat Ohio State and Penn State. Big Ten did no favors for them at the end of the season with that schedule. Oh, my goodness. But whatever, neither here nor there. That Michigan State's going to play four current top 25 teams in their final five games. So, you know, you hit the bye week, you look at the second half, air quotes here, of the season. Like, yeah, there's going to be better opponents than Indiana and Rutgers and Western Kentucky and Nebraska and Miami and Youngstown and Northwestern. They're much better opponents. Like, now is a good time to buckle the chin strap. And it's not to be, you know, it's not throwing shade. It's just the reality.
No, that's just the schedule.
Yeah, the schedule is the schedule, right? You got to play the schedule, and you have to handle your business. And that's what they've done. And that's why people who think that, oh, it's Northwestern, this, that, and the third. I'm sorry. But Western Washington, Northern Illinois, Rutgers, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, although Nebraska's playing some good football, those aren't necessarily world beaters. Right? And you got Michigan State, Penn State, and Ohio State, all the state schools coming up, the first two of which are on the road before you host Ohio State, like 1 week at a time. Take care of Northwestern first. Go out there and beat them like you're supposed to. And coming off the bye week, let's establish that ground game a little bit, air it out a little bit, and then we can get to next week. Because next week, and I'll tell you who we're not going to have on the show next week. Go ahead, Ryan. You want to take a guess who we're not having on the show?
We're going to have Javon Ringer on next week.
I already told him, no chance in hell. He laughed at me. I said, you're not coming on the show. He's like, when can I come on the show? I said, you're never again. What do you mean, when can I come on the show? Never
get,
again, Javon
get
Ringer.
Get him, get Chris Wormley on. Let's do it up.
Hey, we get your boy, Darian. We'll get him. I like him. He's funny. He watched a lot of hoops. All right, let's get to G.B. Ritz, who's on the Meyer Supercenter guest line. You can join us there, too. 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. G.B. Ritz, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner? Happy Wednesday. It's hump day.
Yes, it is. And it's a hump day after another win by the Red Wings, which is a good
You got to just be – this has got to be like Christmas for you, right?
Didn't know what to expect going into, you know, everybody was hyped up. The kids are in the lineup and they started great against Tampa Bay, and things got a little bit out of hand with the officiating, and it's been out of hand all three games. I mean, I don't get, well, it's good to see that the officiating is on the standards, keeping up with the standards that the league wants, I guess, because they're just stupid. You have officials watching this play, and you see a guy hit a player in the numbers into the boards, and you don't call anything. You don't even give him a two-minute penalty. But that's not to say the board can't review that play, even though he didn't get a penalty. But chances are 50-50 that they will, or maybe even less than that. You know,
and the problem is that you're not calling and you're not punishing the, and I know that a lot of times it's always the person that retaliates and gets caught, right? Cheap shot in football, it's the guy that throws the punch that gets ejected from the game. I get it. I understand. Yeah. It's always the retaliator. But when it's that blatantly obvious, like you miss that call and then you want to call a penalty and put the team that was the victim the first go around and you let the original offender go, which led to this, and now you won't let the game police itself. Like if a guy wants to throw hands, you got to let him throw it because – you aren't doing your job as an official. There's got to be some sort of accountability here within the league where if you're going to miss blatant and obvious calls like this, two out of three games, that's 66.666667% of the time, you should be fined as an official.
And granted, this is just our games we're talking. We're talking three games out of the whole, 30 games of the NHL slate that have been played or whatever. So you don't even know what's going on in those games. Are these the only three calls that are being missed in the whole league? Or are there other fan bases that are up in arms at what's going on with the player safety board decisions and the officiating in the league? So, I mean, it's a big problem that the NHL has, and they don't seem to be in a hurry to correct it because these plays aren't even getting looked at. I mean, I'm all for Larkin getting his one game. What he did, I get it. But the other guy can't go unscathed. He's the one that started it all. And in the grand scheme of things, I would have rather seen them be offsetting penalties in that game with no 3.5-minute power play to Tampa Bay. I'd give up the Bertuzzi goal to keep it at 3-1 and have them play offset and just play 3-1. Don't give them a chance to get energized on their power play, which they did. And it ended up coming back in the long run to bite the wings because they played a better game after that. So it's just stupid. But grand scheme of things, great start by the Wings, and we'll see what happens in their next game against Calgary tomorrow. So it'll be fun. And have a great – I'm going to sign off, let you finish rambling with the boys here, and I'll listen to your comments. You have a great day there, Anthony. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, GB. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for the call.
Hello out there. We're on the air. It's hockey night tonight. Tension
Sorry.
Goes,
all right. Yeah, I don't know who's available on the enforcer list. Do they have an enforcer list? Is there a list of guys that NHL teams can? You got to find somebody in the AHL. It's like, look, we're going to cut you an NHL paycheck for a few weeks. You just got to give us 7 minutes a game and ice your hands afterwards because it's going to get ugly out there, but we need you to. Here's a fat paycheck. Go out there, grab the jersey. Right, so that when you got your hand inside the jersey, right by the shoulder pad, right at the collarbone, throw that jab out there off the jersey, throw that jab and this unwind on right. I mean, if you see it, you go out there, you try to clean the guy's clock right off the rip, then you toss your gear yard sale and you just mount and ground and pound, baby, ground and pound. You mess enough people up like that, maybe they'll stop bothering us. And be like, hey, you know what? I got this shot on this guy, this young Lucas Raymond. I'm probably not going to take this because if so, I'm going to be skating for my life the rest of the game. Like, you got to inflict the fear of physical punishment. A very aggressive physical punishment, too. I am actively encouraging violence at this point. Just so that we're all on the same page. I don't want anybody to get anything misconstrued. Like, no. Find somebody, AHL or otherwise, that will come up here, take an NHL paycheck, and get ready for hand-to-hand combat at any moment. I mean, if you got to jump off the bench and take a too many men on the ice penalty so you can skate across the ice away from the play and beat somebody into submission, then that's what you got to do. And at least they'll know, like, hey, yeah, they got that psychopath over there. Let's probably not do that. I'd be looking around. Who's that guy? Am I off base here? Do you guys think I'm crazy?
I mean.
I could feel it. I could feel you guys are like, ugh.
I mean, if you want to do it that way. Just keep playing the game the way they're playing. They're going, you know, at some point, the team, you know, they're going to be the better team, and they're going to start getting the calls. You know, if they keep winning games. I mean, but that's just...
And if not, we'll beat the hell out of them.
Exactly.
That's what I like to hear. Hey, look, if you can't beat them up. Right? And not that if you can't beat them, join them. If you can't beat them up. Speaking of teams that could get beat up, we have the Detroit Pistons, and I was very excited, as I've been talking about for months. We're finally going to get the tip-off tonight. How about this 7 o'clock start time? Love the 7 o'clock start time. Maybe the Wings should take a little... take a page out of this playbook. Start games at 7. It's great. It's better for everybody. This team that they're taking on, the Chicago Bulls, revamped, reloaded, and actually really good. This team, you know, do I think that they'll win? You know, could they go 41-41? Yeah, they could hit 500. If Lonzo Ball and Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan and Nikola Vukovic, if they play to their potential, this team absolutely could be a 500 team. And it's highly concerning right now. That's who you open up with. But this Detroit team is going to be a little bit undermanned throughout the course of the season. When you look around, you know, if you look at this first handful of games, Chicago, on the road at Atlanta, on the road at Philly. You host Orlando. That'd be a nice homecoming for the Orlando Wolverines. Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Philly, Brooklyn again. And then the big matchup, November 10th, against the Houston Rockets down in Houston. Cleveland Cavaliers, Toronto Raptors. Like, it's a really tough stretch of games to open up the season. And the every night is going to be ultra competitive. Let's get to Danny in Brighton, who's on the horn. Danny, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
Anthony, my friend, good morning. And did you just say the Orlando Wolverines?
Yeah, the Orlando Wolverines.
That's awesome. So,
well, I mean, they got Iggy Brazdeikis. They got the Wagner brothers, the Dusseldorf, you know. Yeah, Mo and Franz out there running around. They got, I mean, how many Wolverines can one team have? They got three of them.
I'm just waiting for Derek Walton to sign the free agent deal over there, and they'll be all set.
I know, right? I want him to be successful so bad.
Yeah. So two things. The first thing, early on when you're talking, and I agree with you, you know, as a huge Michigan fan, I am not saying bum kiss about Michigan State because, like I said, last year, and you're right, not only did they beat us, they kicked our ass, and they made us look bad doing it. Michigan was 2-4 last year, and we were a bad 2-4. We had to go to triple overtime to beat Rutgers to be in 2-4. So I am just sitting watching my –
Danny and Brighton, why are we reliving this right now?
Because what I would say is I am enjoying 2021. I enjoyed the living daylights out of that Nebraska game because Michigan has grit and they have heart. And I really like how they play. They are – and whatever happens for the rest of the year, and as a side note because I'm ADD, the Big Ten East, I think, and I heard somebody say this, is the best division in the best conference in football because – the last 5 weeks are a meat grinder for everybody.
Oh, there will be losses. There most certainly will be losses. I mean, think about it. You got Michigan State, you got Penn State, Ohio State on the same day.
Yeah, every team is playing three top 10 teams in their last four or five games. Every one of them are.
Yeah. It's going to be rough.
Isn't it nice, though, to be sitting here, you know, getting ready to, you know, play Northwestern? There's still a big goose egg in the loss column, and there's actually some optimism that maybe we have it right this time with the football team. Maybe.
I think it's warranted optimism. I think it's finally legitimate right now. I mean, you can only imagine if Ronnie was out there still running around, but Cornelius Johnson's done a good job. I think they could get A.J. Henning a little bit more involved. But, you know, look, Michigan State, I believe, I got to double check this real quick because Indiana, Rutgers, Western Kentucky, Nebraska, Miami, Youngstown State, Northwestern are their opponents. They are one of maybe six teams that haven't played a team that it currently has a winning record. You know, so there might, you know, there's a little bit, and Michigan hasn't necessarily played a bunch of world beaters either. Like I said, I mean, Western Michigan was the best win on the schedule.
But, well, you know what I got to say? Look at the Western Michigan game. That's underrated because they went to Pittsburgh and beat them, and Pittsburgh is not bad.
Yeah, Western they look kind of nice for a while. It looked a little bit better than Washington did. That much is for sure. Hey, Danny and Brighton, we gotta hit the break. That's the end of the show. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Love you, everybody. Have a safe day. Have a great Wednesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.